Welcome back to A Sip of Slim. Guys, I know you guys are going to give me... I go missing like every couple months, but life hits and whatever. But welcome back. So today's episode is going to be a very short one because I think this one is very... It's very self-explanatory. When you see the title, you'll know like it's very self-explanatory. It's really not really for me to go into... detail about. So today's episode is about closed-minded people. I have a lot to say about this because talking about closed-minded people can go several different ways. It's just getting to a point where people are so closed-minded, it's ridiculous and it's aggravating. And it's very hard to deal with people that are very close-minded because it's like trying to force them to, you know, see a world from a different spectrum, if you want to say. I don't know. Close-minded people that just don't want to change. It's very hard to try to get people to do that. It's like those two things are just a struggle for me. It's just like, I think I just isolated myself because there's so many closed-minded people and so many people that are just hard to deal with. People are draining. Like, closed-minded people are draining people because it's just like they only see the world one way and they just see things one way. They don't see things both ways. They don't try to, you know, they're not open to new opportunities or open to anything new. They always want to just stay the same. It's just like, I hate that. And then you know what? Their favorite excuse is, I've been like this my whole entire life, or accept me for who I am. And it's a bunch of bullshit for me. Because it's just like, I feel like if... that's all you say every time somebody says something to you that you don't agree with, or, oh, I am the way I am because, you know, this is how I've been my whole life. That is just the most closed-minded thing that you've ever said in your life, because I feel like you're making an excuse to become this, I don't know. It's just like you're making an excuse to be one way, and it's very closed-minded, and I just hate that. It's just like, ugh. Like, we're grown, we're old, you're old enough to know, like, change is okay, changing is okay, growing up is okay, but just because you've been like that your whole entire life, people gotta accept you to be closed-minded, to be negative, to be, you know what I'm saying, like, no, I hate it, guys. It's just, ugh, and I think that is why I just isolate myself a lot, because it's like, people are just difficult, like difficult to deal with. They're draining. It's just like their energy is off. Like, I started to realize a lot of people's energy is off. I just don't hang out with a lot of people anymore because every time you talk to them, it's something negative, something bad. They're angry about something. It's just very draining. People are draining. Close-minded people are draining. Everybody's energy has been draining, and I just been to myself. I just been like, ugh, like, who wants to deal with it all the time? Like, every day is a draining process with people, and people don't get that, you know, people get offended when you don't, you know, be around them, or you don't give them the energy that you was getting before, because, you know, they drained all of that out of you. It's just, oh my god. Y'all, if y'all only knew. You know, I can keep going on about this topic. This could be a whole podcast about people in this world. It's just, ugh. And, you know, I realized that, like, because, like, I realized that a lot working, you know. When you're in a workforce and you're just, like, you're around a lot of different people, you see how close-minded people are. You know, even with family members, you just realize how close-minded some of your family members are, how close-minded your friends are, and you're just like, dang, like, where are the open-minded people at? Where are the people that are open-minded, that don't mind changing, that don't mind growth, that don't mind, you know, a little, you know, something different? Like, where are those people? please, please, if you are here in the United States, please let me know where you are, because people are freaking draining. It's ridiculous, guys. It's ridiculous. But enough of that. Update on life about your girl. I know I've been gone from my podcast for a long time. I keep saying I'm gonna come back, but I've been working and I'm trying to like do better and try to expand, and you know, it's just a lot of things I'm trying to do, and it's just like trying to multitask. I'm really a bad multitask person because I be doing so much at one time, and yeah, but it's no excuse. I think I'm on episode 9 of this season. A lot of things, I've seen a lot of growth in my podcast since I've been gone, and I'm very proud of myself. Very proud that, you know, you guys are still listening, even though I just went missing on you guys. I just haven't had really nothing to talk about because life just been boring. All I've been doing is working. So yeah, I just been working, man, and it's just like I've been really isolated. Like, isolation and closed-minded people, I just isolate myself. People are draining and I'm sick of it. Like, I just want to be an alien. Like, God, can you just make me an alien? Because at this point, I'm sick of being around folks. I'm sick of being around people that just are so stupid and so ignorant to stuff. It's just, ugh. Oh my God. Like, having a conversation with people now is just like, I'd rather just talk to a frog at this point. But yeah, life has been a struggle with the whole COVID thing and stuff like that. I've been working on myself, trying to find things to do. I'm trying to elevate, like, you know, trying to grow, trying to do different things, trying to dibble and dabble in different things and trying to expand myself as far as an entrepreneur, because I feel like I just don't want to become complacent and be okay with just doing the things I do now. So, I'm definitely trying new things. I'm open to try new things. I want to do new things. I want to definitely want to start traveling and start to network. I'm really trying to learn how to network. I think that's my problem. I really don't know how to network. You know, because I don't, like I said, it's just very hard to talk to people, and it's like networking in nowadays is like you gotta have a certain amount of followers for somebody to talk to you, a certain amount of, you know, you gotta have a certain amount of status for somebody to want to link with you or do something or collab with you. Like, this is why I just don't ask people to be like on my podcast or my YouTube channel, because it's like, oh, you don't have 10,000 followers, so I won't collab with you because you don't have that many followers on your Instagram, or you don't, you know what I'm saying, like, or you don't have 5,000 listens on your 5,000 plays on your podcast, so I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just so I've just been trying to learn and not network, and you know, because that's the only way people are gonna know, and that's the only way that I'm gonna get my name out there, if I network and really start opening up to people. So yeah, guys, life has taken a big toll on me. Like, I've just been, besides working, I just been really in my thoughts, really in my feelings about a lot of things, and just really trying to, you know, look at life in the perspective that, you know, things are constantly changing and I gotta change with the times. I can't, you know, be stuck in one way when it comes to my YouTube, my podcast. I have to really, you know, evolve with times and stuff like that. So that's the reason why I was just like, you know, I kind of was like backing off my podcast because I felt like, you know, I needed to evolve. I needed to, you know, do different things. And I really need to stay on top of this because you guys are steadily listening to it. And I really love you guys for that. So many different things I want to do. I think it was last year sometime I wanted to do the visual podcast thing. That was a fail because, like I said, I'm a busy woman, and when I'm busy, I tend to forget. But I didn't forget about you guys. I just been trying to get time, trying to get mentally right, because my mental is all messed up right now. Talking to you guys right now is like a relief, because it's like you guys can hear me, you know, and I don't have to worry about somebody giving me feedback or going back and forth with people. Like, that's the reason that was the real reason why I did this podcast, is because I feel like when it comes to like venting and stuff like that, I feel like when it comes to me venting to people, I don't vent to people anymore. I really just really run and get in front of my camera and talk, or I'll get on here and I'll talk. And I guess that's where I start to isolate myself now, because it's just like I don't feel comfortable venting to people anymore. I feel like I'm more comfortable venting on a microphone or a camera. So yeah. And then having a conversation with people nowadays is, it's very hard, because it's just like we all have our opinions, and that's okay. We're all gonna have our indifferences and have our disagreements, but it's just like some people just don't get it, and you can't force them to get it. It's never going to be the case where you could force them to be like, hey, you see it like this? Like, no. So I just had to let y'all know, like, 2021, I just started just really isolate myself from people, because people are draining. I'm tired, just really tired. I don't want that energy. I'm full of life, and I don't want draining people around me. So yeah, but I want to let you guys know I didn't forget about you guys. I know I said I'd be back, but hey man, we human. I'm human, and life hits, and things just been going on, and I didn't forget about y'all. I love y'all. So yeah, that is life, guys. I know I seem like I'm really down in this episode, because my mind is going 1,000 miles per hour, and if I really wanted to, I could sit here and talk all night, but your girl is really tired, and I'm really drained, mentally and emotionally drained. It's just all over the place, but I'm gonna get it up. I gotta get my spirits up. Trying to stay positive. I read this quote today, and it said something upon the lines of, it's okay if you're not always positive, if you don't always have positive thoughts. And that was crazy that I seen that, because I was like, I'm always the one to tell people to stay positive, and here I am struggling to have positive thoughts, and it's just like, oh. But when I seen that, I was like, you know what? It is okay to not always be positive, because you're human. I mean, we have emotions. I'm human, so, you know, everything in my life isn't perfect. It's not always going to go perfect. I have my bad days, too, so, yeah. So when I seen that, I felt a little better about myself, because I was like, dang, maybe I need to, you know, practice what I preach. But then I seen that, and I was like, you know what? That's very factual. You know, it's okay that sometimes you're not always positive, because, you know, we all have our bad days. So yeah, so this is the end of this episode. We're almost at the end of season 3. We're about to go into season 4. So you guys make sure you head over to my Instagram, which is I am_thepimptress. Add me on Snapchat, OG.babyslim. And follow my YouTube page, The Pimptress. So yeah, I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you guys next episode. I promise I'm not going missing. I just been, life has been crazy. Dealing with human beings are crazy. And I just needed a mental break. I just needed a break. But I'm back. So yeah, don't judge me. Judge your mama. Bye, y'all.